Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
That sounds crazy enough to work.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Naha, the sounds of the mighty Tower of Power, little soul vaccination. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Yes, I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts. For the next 2 hours, of course, the meteoric rise of the icon, Ronda Rousey, continues. Last week, smoking. I mean, hate to put it that way, but smoked Liz Carmachi in one round as she has every previous opponent. Straight up, nobody gets out of the first round with Ronda Rousey, not even male boxer Vic Tartinian. Sorry about that, Vic, but truth be told, the girl whooped on you. Bottom line is, Ronda was the winner last week. We'll talk about that in detail in hour number two. Hour number one, we'll bring in Ishii Smith. Captured a version, an alphabet title, I think the IBF 154-pound title that was held by Cornelius Brundage last week, and he'll be on the show. Of course, he's got a good story to tell. He's got some. I'm not gonna reveal anything. He's got a good story to tell. But Ishii Smith will be here in just a few minutes from Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, he listens on KSHP 1400 AM down there in Sin City, Nevada. And of course, we are here Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays 11 a.m. Pacific time. For 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, where we go with boxing and mixed martial arts. Boxing in hour number one, mixed martial arts in hour number two. And then on Sundays, we are at 11 a.m. Pacific time, with the weekend wrap in boxing and mixed martial arts. 11 a.m. for an hour, Sundays, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And of course, you can catch each and every show at ringtalk.com or on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Byline Network website. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Tomorrow on History, the epic original series begins. Vikings. You don't become a legend.
What does a man do?
He fights.
Without a fight.
This is not the end. It's just a beginning.
Vikings premieres tomorrow at 10, 9 central on History.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Your engine's cylinder head must babysit a mob of angry pumping cylinders. And though getting punched in the face a million times a day, it does not complain. It's not the whiny sort. But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. But you won't see that in a grumpy status update. That's just not how a cylinder head rolls. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle. Because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Tomorrow on History, the epic original series begins. Vikings. You don't become a legend.
What does a man do?
He fights.
Without a fight.
This is not the end. It's just a beginning.
Vikings premieres tomorrow at 10, 9 central on History.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40! I'm not a kid! Write something about me.
Okay, not everybody's happy with Pedro. Just kidding. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check the clocks, 12 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the line from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, folks, he is the IBF 154-pound title holder. His name is Ishii Smith. You may remember him from the contender days back in the day. Ishii, a very good morning to you, sir.
Oh, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Enjoying myself.
Well, I guess it would be, you know, I guess it would be a time for celebration now. Capturing the IBF 154-pound title with a split decision over Cornelius Canine Bundridge. Tell me about it. What was the 36 minutes of battle like for you?
He's a tough fighter. He's very awkward, very unorthodox. So, you know, our game plan going in, it was just to, dictate the fight, control the fight with the jab, and, pull the fight take over the fight down the stretch in the second half. And that's what I was able to do. The game plan was made by Eddie Mustafa Muhammad and Duane Blake. And we was able to accomplish everything that we wanted to accomplish, and it was just a blessing to walk out of Detroit, his hometown, with the IBF title.
Okay. Want to ask you about the Contender TV show. Of course, Sylvester Stallone was part of that first series. I was involved with that in doing a lot of video for a couple of news outlets, and I found Stallone to be a jerk. What was your reaction to him?
I didn't really interact with him enough to and it was so long ago, but what I remember is he didn't actually live with us. He wasn't around us all the time, mm-hmm. You know. So when he did come around, it was like he'll just show up and it'll be maybe for an hour or less than that. You know, he'll just come around for the cameras. You know, and mm-hmm. It's hard to read somebody when you're not around them all the time. But I never got that sense, him being a jerk or not, because I just wasn't around him enough. He was okay to me, but it was just more, he was just seemed like he was there more of for camera presence. Like, same thing with Ray, you know. But we did get to go out to
Ray Leonard.
Yeah, we did get to go out to Ray's house. Ray did take us to it. We spent a little bit more time with Ray. Ray was a little bit more cool, but the time on the show, Ray, when we were actually in the house, Ray they didn't live with us.
Mm-hmm.
But Ray did personally come and take the guys to his house, gave us a tour of his house, and we did go to dinner with him a couple times. So I spent a little bit more time with Ray than I did Sylvester Stallone, and Ray was pretty cool.
I did some work with Ray, working out in the ring and run road work back in 89. So Ray was one hell of an athlete. I remember Ishii, he and I were going neck and neck for 2 miles down there in Florida. We had a van behind us. We were going for 2 miles neck and neck, and I'm like dying to stay up with him, right? Just dying. And all of a sudden he goes, "Hey, Pedro." He goes, "Later." And he kicked it into high gear, and he must have sprinted for the next mile and a quarter, man, because I think it was a 3.5-mile course. And he was like a deer. I had never, ever seen a man run like that, Ray Charles Leonard. Now, back to your let's go back to Ishii Smith for a second. How did you get into this relationship with Floyd Mayweather? Did you send him letters? Talk to me about that.
It was just a blessing, man. God just, he puts people in your life for a reason. you know, after initially saying that they didn't need me for Cotto, they contacted me probably a week later and said, hey, we want you to come and help for Cotto. And after that, the rest is history. You know, they told me they were going to give me some fights, and Floyd personally told me he didn't like the way some things that happened in my career, and that he was going to back me, and he had my back, and he was going to give me a title shot and just everything. And, he's just a great individual.
And he's done
everything.
It.
He did everything he said he was going to do.
Okay. Were you so emotionally distraught that you were thinking about ending things as far as your life's concerned, or what?
Yeah, it was a tough time, man.
Talk to me about that. I mean, what can put you into such a state of depression that you I know, because I've been there, but I want you to answer the question. What can put you in such a state of depression that you would think about ending your life?
I think, when you go through a divorce, as I went through at a young age, very young, you know, kids involved, you know, not having a dad, growing up fatherless, career not where I wanted it to be for 18 months, even longer, you know, even after the Sekou Powell fight, Golden Boy just released me, you know, never gave me a second chance of redemption or nothing. Just right after that fight, it was like, okay, your release is just, everything was just going. It was like a roller coaster. And, you know, I extended up on the ride, and I was doing good. Contender, Randall Bailey, ranked in the top, you know, 10 of 147. And then when the roller coaster was getting ready to get to the top, it just went down, and it never came back up. And I think during that downtime is just something that I thought about. You know, well, life was really kicking me in the ass. It was just, I didn't really want to fight back at that time.
Okay. How do you feel now? I mean, you know, capturing a portion of the 154-pound title, putting your career back on track, you've got Floyd in your corner. I mean, things are looking good for Ishii Smith right now.
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, even the late 2011, you know, I start feeling better just about life in general. I just didn't want my kids to grow up with a dad, without their dad. You know, that's one thing I think God showed me, in that I was able to pull out of the whole depression and suicidal thoughts and stuff like that, is I didn't want to leave my kids.
You know what, Ishii? That's what prevents us all, because we all go to, I mean, I don't care. People won't admit it. Okay, you won't get people to admit it. I couldn't get my guy in the other room to admit this, but in every life, at some point in time, you think about ending it. I don't care what anybody says. You get low, you get depressed, your levels of serotonin and things like that, dopamine start dropping, and you're just an emotional mess, and you think that's really the only, that's an alternative and a way out, but then it is your kids. At the end of the day, you know, your kids saved your life.
Exactly. And it's a good thing, man. You know, 2011 thing, end of 2011 things were looking up towards the second part of the year. I was just happy with living, that I was able to get out of that state. Wasn't happy about my boxing career. I didn't know if I would ever get to this point, but I was just happy with life. I was out of that state.
Okay. Last question for you. You're going to have to put a little bit more oomph in these performances. I mean, I know Bundra is not the easiest guy in the world to fight, but you've got to go out there and put forth performances that people are going to want to see again. People are going to want to buy tickets. People want to see Ishii Smith. You know what I'm saying? You got to get down, bro. You got to put it all together. You've got the title now. Having the title and winning the title, the pressure of that is over with. Now it's your turn to shine, to defend that title and look your best, Ishii Smith.
Oh, well, Bummer's is not the easiest guy to look good against.
I know that. I don't feel bad.
I thought my last three fights have all been good performances. It's just Bummer's, my last two fights, no, three fights before this fight, obviously they wasn't, you know, we were putting everything together to get to this stage. Even the announcers and people I've recognized, I've thrown more punches, I've been more busier. We've revamped my whole style. It's just like I said, Bumridge is not, he's champion for a reason. He's not the easiest guy to look good against. He's very awkward. He hits behind the head. He's not your typical orthodox fighter. He's very unorthodox. So I'm happy with everything that we've accomplished. I don't feel no pressure to go out and please anyone or please any fans. I think we've done a terrific job of what we've accomplished, and we went to this guy's backyard, his hometown, and we were able to come out victorious, and that's that. I think we've done everything right, or I wouldn't be a world champion right now.
We've done everything
we needed to do.
I think you couldn't be put better, perfectly put. Anyway, all the best to you. We look forward to talking to you before your next fight. Good luck, congratulations, and enjoy your title reign, my brother.
Thank you.
29-5, 11 stops, the IBF 154-pound title holder, Ishii Okawa Kamau Ali Smith, Sugar Shea. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And yes, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. Walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
Get down! JB!
Get on down, man. Good foot. I got to get on the good
hardest working man in show business. Godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown. May he rest in peace. I think they finally buried him. Remember that? The family was like fighting over his body, and he was like laying in some mortuary on ice or something like that in the refrigerator for like 4 or 5 months. Seriously, like 5, 6 months later, and James Brown still wasn't in the ground. Well, we're brought into that this segment by Floyd Mayweather. Of course, he undefeated. Was he 43-0, 27 KOs, 26 KOs, something like that. Of course, a world champion or a alphabet champion at 130, 135, 140, 147 pounds, now 154 pounds, and now back at 147 pounds, taking on Robert Guerrero, the once-beaten ghost out of Gilroy, California. Of course, that'll take place on May the 4th, and the semi-main event was supposed to be Canelo Alvarez versus Austin Trout. Of course, Canelo, the undefeated Mexican superstar of reality television and commercials, and I mean, he's like Mr. Social Media in Mexico. He's like numero uno down there as far as draws are concerned. And he's been a hell of a draw here in the U.S. as far as live gates are concerned, and his ability to pull people to the pay-per-view crank, to turn that crank, you know, 49, 50 bucks, 60 bucks, whatever the story is. I mean, he's an entertainer, and he's a good fighter, and he's a developing fighter. And I still think he's green, like guacamole. They call him Cinnamon because he's got red hair and freckles and things like that. But I sort of call him guacamole until proven otherwise. I mean, I've seen a lot of good Mexican prospects come up. Maybe not as heralded as this guy is. I mean, seriously, he's got a golden boy behind him, and he's got promotional people pushing him from behind. I mean, he's got everything going in the right direction. He's making money, okay? But on April 20th, he's going to take on another unbeaten champion, the WBA title holder. I'm talking about Mr. Austin Trout. What's he, 26-0, 14 stops, something like that. The 2004 Olympic team alternate. I mean, the kid can fight, and he's a southpaw, okay? And I think he's going to give Canelo Alvarez headaches. This is going to go April the 20th. Now, it was supposed to be, as I said, May the 4th was Floyd Mayweather and Robert Guerrero. But Canelo said, you know what, man? You went ahead and did your thing and signed your big deal with Showtime, and I'm just going to do my own, you know, pay-per-view. And that's what he's doing. He's going to do his own pay-per-view April 20th with, and more power to him. He'll make, you know, listen, these guys are making a lot of money. The guys at the top, just like in any aspect of life, the top 1%, they make the money. That's the way it is in the world of boxing. I mean, you go around, the Klitschko's make money. Bernard Hopkins makes enough at the age of 47 or whatever he is. Is he 47 now or 48? Good Lord, he's old. Why don't he just retire? And you can't tell me that people like Bernard Hopkins aren't taking super vitamins. Hint, hint. You know what I'm calling? Come on. I mean, think about it. I'm 47 years old, able to stay that lean. I mean, I'm a little bit older than that, and I've got lean, but I can't get that lean. I mean, I run hard. I've lost 45 pounds, almost 50. Okay, but I'm telling you, I cannot get down to my fighting weight that I was fighting at, and that's almost what Bernard Hopkins is doing. And if you look at his body, he looks so young that you got to think that, you know, maybe he's, you know, doing something. Just think about it. I mean, 47 years old and able to perform at a world-class level, or at least to mimic a world-class level. I mean, his fights, they all stink pretty much. But back to Mayweather, okay? Now, Mayweather signed this 6-fight deal with CBS and Showtime or something like that. Anyway, it's not HBO. And HBO's a little, I guess they're a little, how can I put this? They feel slighted. And I guess they should. But, you know, the bottom line is they had Floyd Mayweather, and they could have signed him to a multi-fight deal if they put forth the right amount of money. And evidently, these people put forth the right amount of money. And it's a 6-fight deal. And like I've said before, Floyd Mayweather has fought like 6 times in the last 5 or 6 years. So what does that mean? He's 36 years old. So we're going to have a contract that's going to go until he's 41 or 42 years old. Nobody wants to see Floyd Mayweather at 41 years old. I mean, he's starting to wear out his welcome right now. I mean, you know, the Cotto fight in May, he started to show a few, if not wrinkles, at least creases, okay, in his armor. I'm not trying to say he's ready to be beat. Of course, he's one of the strongest fighters inside. I mean, he's incredibly strong for that slim little sleek physique of his, okay? And he's got the fastest hands and the best combinations going, and nobody can figure out a fighter like Floyd Mayweather can. So I guess he can find himself 4 or 5 guys to, you know, slap around for kicks, for, you know, as they say, for smiles and grins. But I don't know. Robert Guerrero? Guerrero's going to try his best to force Mayweather to the ropes. I'm telling you, May the 4th, this is what's going to happen. Floyd Mayweather's going to come out. He's going to try to establish his jab. And Robert Guerrero is going to try to walk through that and walk him down. He's going to try to get inside. And if he can get on the inside quickly without getting hurt, like he did against Andre Berto in his last fight, of course, that upset win, that 12-round win, what was the score, 116-110 across the board, something like that. Okay, it was a one-sided fight, very one-sided. Okay, but that's the way it goes. So now we have the 154-pound class starting to blossom with Alvarez and Trout doing their thing. 147 pounds looks like, you know, Mayweather and Guerrero are going to battle out for supremacy. But you've got guys like Tim Bradley owning the WBO title and claiming the world welterweight championship because, you know, he beat Manny Pacquiao. And some say that Pacquiao was the man at 147. Of course, that argument was never settled. Of course, it was settled in my mind before it was even, you know, breached. I mean, Mayweather licks, I hate to say it, but Mayweather licks Manny Pacquiao. Sorry, my Filipino friends, but he licks Manny Pacquiao like a stamp. It wouldn't even be close. I mean, the closest Pacquiao would get to beating Floyd Mayweather would be at the weigh-in. That'd be it. He wouldn't have a chance. I mean, he doesn't have a prayer. I mean, no matter what. Nah, not even with steroids. And that's why I think maybe Floyd should have fought him, even though Floyd wanted him to take those random drug tests and he wouldn't take them. I would have taken him for like the 35 or 40 millions or the 50 million bucks that you could have made on this fight, Manny Pacquiao. And besides that fight, had it been made, and, you know, Manny made his demand that Floyd play like a couple million bucks for every pound like 10 million bucks for every pound he is over 147 pounds. So Floyd says, okay, I'll sign that. You take random drug tests. Manny goes, no. Why? Why not? Why? If the other guy's willing to take it, and you're both are taking random drug testing, why not? If Mayweather wants to do it, why didn't Manny Pacquiao want to do it? I mean, the only thing that I can surmise from that is that Manny Pacquiao was taking something. I mean, pride, come on, pride. And then you go out and you get slapped up by Tim Bradley, controversially or not. You got slapped around there. You weren't looking your best. Tired, okay? Then you get knocked dead by Juan Manuel Marquez. I mean, flattened in one round. And, you know, what can I say? I think you're toast. I don't think Manny Pacquiao should come back anymore. I think that the Manny Pacquiao that will come back in September, if he does fight in September, will be an unsure Manny Pacquiao, a Manny Pacquiao that's insecure, that isn't assured of his own prowess, doesn't know what he can do. So therefore, you have to put a guy like Pedro Fernandez or Scott Cuddy in the ring with him. Maybe Socrates Palmer, somebody like that. I'm telling you, somebody that's, you know, not a fighter, in order to make him look good. Because I think his confidence is that shot. I mean, the Bradley fight, that was an extraction of confidence via some maybe shaky scoring. But my man Kevin Perry, the ringmaster, the webmaster at ringtalk.com, he had the fight, when he turned the volume down, even, a draw. And I'm going to go with his score. I'm going to go with his score and call it a draw. So what is a draw, okay? So that means the fight could have went either way. Either way. And, of course, it went Tim Bradley's way. And, of course, Manny Pacquiao's people scream robbery. But they didn't want a rematch. Nobody asked for a rematch. I mean, you get robbed, you want to get a rematch. You want to get that guy right back in the ring. I was robbed. Okay, but in the WBO, I'm pretty sure, because of the money involved and the prestige involved, and the fact that these two guys were the top fighters and it was a controversial decision involving Las Vegas judges, not WBO judges, okay, that there'd be a rematch. But Manny Pacquiao didn't pine for a rematch, didn't want a rematch, didn't seem to push for it. Instead, he took on Juan Manuel Marquez because he figured he'd make more money there and it was an easier fight. Manny should have went back and took care of his business, okay? Should have went back and got that WBO 147-pound belt that he lost to Bradley, or settled a score with Bradley, and then moved on to Marquez. But no, he was greedy, as he has been throughout his entire career. Make as much money as you can, and I understand that. But you had unsettled business with Tim Bradley, and you did not settle it. Instead, you stepped in the ring with Juan Manuel Marquez, and you got flattened. You got humiliated. You were obliterated, okay? I can't put it in any other term. As far as a fighter is concerned, you are finished. 34 years old, knocked out like that, nobody has ever come back from a knockout of that proportion, ever.
to come back to the elite level of boxing. If you want to go back in time, maybe 1950, in the early 1950s, Gene Fulmer surviving or taking back, coming back and winning the title after being knocked out with, boom, by one left hook by Sugar Ray Robinson, the greatest fighter ever. Okay? But other than that, who's come back? Nobody. And you say Roberto Duran, you try to label the Roberto Duran knockout at the hands of Tommy Hearns, the right hand of Tommy Hearns, in 1984 as a fighter that's come back. Well, Duran wasn't sleeping. Manny Pacquiao was snoring. And if he wasn't snoring, why was his team beating up on a photographer who was photographing Manny Pacquiao sitting there snoring? In fact, they could still be counting on Manny Pacquiao right now. 4,442. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And yes, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you looking for high-quality printing and top graphic design services at the best price? Check out TwisterPrint.com, where wholesale pricing is available to the public. We have thousands of free design templates and a fast turnaround for all your printing needs. TwisterPrint.com is your number one source for business cards, banners, flags, flyers, posters, car magnets, and more. And now you can receive an additional 10% off by entering promo code SPORTS in the coupon code at TwisterPrint.com. Or call 24/7 at 1-877-288-9700. That's 877-288-9700.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hello, good evening, everybody. First, I would like to thank God for giving me strength tonight and to victory tonight, and I would like to thanks to all the press and media. Also the promoter, Top Rank Promotion, and Bob Arum, thank you for all your support. Without you, we're not here. And without you guys, we're not here. And thanks God for, success event tonight. And nobody get hurt. That's what I'm praying before the fight. And I hope you enjoy, everybody. And I would like to thanks to my manager, Shili, and also Nick Khan, and also my team, Freddy Rhodes, my coach, and my Justin Fortune, and also my cardman, Joe Chavez, right there. And also you guys, thank you, muchas gracias, maraming salamat po to all of you, and I will see you soon on the next fight, maybe next year.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
The harmony rocks, the rhetoric doesn't. He's done. Stick a fork in him. No more Manny Pacquiao. Sorry. Got to get behind Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash. The one-speaking fighter, of course, who will be taking on Guillermo Rigueno. And Rigueno is the two-time Olympic gold medalist. Of course, him and Donaire, the one-speaking Donaire, are going to clash in April in Radio City Music Hall in New York City. I mean, wow, I guess the Rockettes are going to come out and do their thing as well. But, you know, this is great. This is great stuff. I mean, this is a fight that people wanted to see at 122 pounds. No question about it. There's a feature story on it at ringtalk.com by Zach Attack Young. But this is the fight at 122 that the purists, that people, you know, inside the game of boxing, people that follow boxing, I mean, closely, this is a fight they want to see. Because here we have Rigueno, 11-0. He's shown a couple of, you know, little leaks here and there. 11-0, a champion at 122 pounds. Then we have Donaire, who's been knocking people dead with that left hook. I mean, he's got three or four knockouts that are, like, ready for the Hall of Fame as far as all-time knockouts are concerned. I mean, he's got on that list. I mean, I talked about Ray Robinson knocking out Gene Fulmer earlier. Okay, you know, that's a left hook for all time. But Donaire's got a couple of left hooks as well. I mean, he throws a left hook just like Ray Robinson. And in April, it's going to be him and Rigueno. Now, Zach leans slightly in the article to Rigueno. Of course, let me tell you a little bit about him. He defected from Cuba. I think originally he was in Brazil. And he defected in Brazil. And while he was in Brazil, he ran up in a hotel bill of like a couple $1,000, thousand like U.S. I mean, you know, drinks and food. And these Cubans, I hate to put it to you like this, and I don't want to stereotype the entire group of Cuban fighters, but the Cuban fighters that I've dealt with, when they've got a taste of what this is all about, like McDonald's, Big Macs, and, you know, 64-ounce soda, 2-liter type of things, that kind of stuff, when they've got a taste of that beer, liquor, women, when they got a taste of that, they couldn't let go. Some of them, you know, just disintegrated. I mean, their careers fell apart. Didn't have the discipline. So we'll see where Rigueno's at. Okay, but so he tries to defect down there in Brazil, and they grant him asylum and everything, but he runs up a bill in the hotel, and the Brazilians get upset, so they send him back to Cuba. So he has to defect again when he leaves the island to compete in another form of competition. So he's defected twice. I don't know anybody that's defected twice from the Isle of Cuba, but he has. And, of course, him and Donaire, it's a pick'em fight. You know, toss a coin up in the air. Which way do you like? Richard Abril fighting tonight. That's right, 134.5 is what he weighed. Of course, he is the WBA 135-pound champion, taking on Sharif Bulgari at 134. This is a decent fight. It's for the WBA 135-pound championship. Gary Russell's on the card. Gary Russell Jr., unbeaten, 127. A featherweight, taking on, we'll call him Vi Guzov, 126 pounds. And also on the card is Luis Arias, 166-pounder, super middleweight, worth keeping an eye on. That is the Hard Rock Hotel, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Golden Boy is going to be showing that, of course, on Showtime. Showtime Championship Boxing. So that means the card starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. If you've got the Showtime West or the Showtime East, like more than one Showtime, I think you can watch the fight at 7 o'clock on the West Coast. It's really weird. I don't know why they do all that, but they do. And they confuse the hell out of a lot of people. I know they confuse me because sometimes you tune in, you want to watch a fight, and it's not there. What's going on? Where's it at? Well, that's what happens. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, Mayweather's on the agenda. Canelo Alvarez, of course, he is, can I say, everybody wants to see him get it on. And Austin Trout, it's going to be a hell of a fight, no doubt about it. I mean, so boxing's heating up. It really is. It's heating up. But had Mayweather and Pacquiao fought, the squares, you know, the people that aren't boxing fans, they'd be talking about it. They'd be talking about boxing. So I blame both of them to an extent, but I have to blame them in percentages. I think I would blame Floyd like 15 or 20% for Floyd even being, I don't know. I think I would have just said, You know what? The hell with it. You take all the steroids you want, Manny. I know I can beat you no matter what. You couldn't beat. I mean, Manny Pacquiao could probably beat Floyd Mayweather if he had a frying pan. Okay. Outside of that, I just don't see it. Okay. The heavyweight division. It's, you know, people are wondering now with David Price folding like he did last week. I mean, whoa. Tony Thompson. He had a little tire around his waist. He looked a little soft, and he goes across the pond. He's like a, 12-1 underdog, something like that, in the London books. And he goes out there and knocks out Price in like two rounds. Boom. Price, it wasn't the fact that Price got knocked out. It wasn't that he got hit on the chin, because he didn't. He got hit on the head. And somebody says, you got hit behind the ear and things like that. I don't care where you get hit. You get hit. You're a boxer. You're a fighter. You're going to get hit. Okay? Whether you take a punch well is something that, you know, that has to be decided after you've been hit, because you don't know until you've been hit. And Price has been hit now, and Price crumbled. I mean, Price just fell. Price fell like the World Trade Center, you know, after the 9/11 thing. I mean, just imploded on itself. And he's 6'7", and he couldn't get up. And he did get up. He wasn't in shape to fight. And Tony Thompson wins. Tony Thompson is probably the most unlikely heavyweight threat to ever come out of the United States. He's left-handed. Okay, he doesn't have a whole lot of ability. He doesn't have any power. He's a fair boxer. He just happened to be at the right place at the right time and, you know, threw the shot. Now, whether he can capitalize on that is something that remains to be seen, you know, because some guys have capitalized on it. I mean, Corey Sanders, when he knocked out the Klitschko, boom, he made some money on that one. Ross Purity, when he knocked out Klitschko, not so much. Lehman Brewster, he made a couple of bucks, not so much. The guy that made the money on that one was Corey Sanders, of course, the part-time golfer that was slain in his native South Africa last year in a restaurant. Evidently, somebody came into a restaurant, and he was the only one shot. And they've never really explained the story behind the Corey Sanders death. They've alluded that it might have been a hit, that he just stuck his knee, was in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, really, getting shot to death, yeah, I would think so. But it was just, he just happened to be there. And I just don't go for that happen-to-be-there stuff. I really don't. He's like one of the most prolific athletes in the country. In the country's history. Seriously. He was the heavyweight title holder in boxing. He knocked out a Klitschko. Of course, he got drilled by another Klitschko. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Beat one Klitschko, lose to another. Not bad. You're going to make some money, maybe a couple of million bucks each way. Bottom line is Corey Sanders died with a few bucks in the bank. Speaking of guys in trouble, what about that Blade Runner guy? Huh? Whoa. The Olympian, you know, the South African Olympian, the guy that shot his girlfriend through the door four times? Good Lord. I mean, being a former policeman, and having had emotional girlfriends and, you know, situations and conflicts and things like that, there's no reason to be shooting through a bathroom door four times. Seriously. What is going to threaten you through a bathroom door? How can anything perceive a threat to you through a bathroom door? It can't. That's why this guy should go down for murder. Okay, and they're talking about they released him and people are feeling sorry for him and there's Facebook pages for him and all this kind of stuff. The guy's a murderer. The guy's a nutcase, okay? Took a gun, stumbled down the hall. However he got down the hall, he's a paraplegic. You know, he's got his legs are cut off in the knees. But however he got down the hall and he pumped four rounds into the bathroom door. This after having an argument with his girlfriend a couple hours earlier. It doesn't take a genius to figure this one out. Okay, and I know what they're going to say. They're going to say it was an accident. He thought it was an intruder. Whoa, I don't know, man. I wouldn't get away with that. I don't think you can get away with that one here in the United States. But then again, we had O.J. Simpson, right? Anyway, the bottom line is, I'm not even going to mention his name, but Mr. Blade Runner, I think you're a murderer. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we're here each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours. The first hour, as this one is on boxing. And then the second hour is on MMA, mixed martial arts. Of course, we're going to talk big about Ronda Rousey. We'll talk about the UFC being in Japan tonight. I mean, it's going to rock. I'm talking about Brian Stann and Wanderlei Silva, the axe murderer, of course, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific time on Fuel TV. And to find Fuel TV, you can go to the Fuel TV website, and they will tell you how to watch it, I believe, if you don't have Fuel TV, because nobody has Fuel TV on their I mean, if you have DirecTV, you've got it. Outside of that, you just don't have it. So what did you think of Ishii Smith a little bit earlier? Huh? A little emotional there. Huh? 29-5, 11 stops. Now the IBF 154-pound title holder. He's got Floyd Mayweather in his corner, so I guess Floyd's going to try to make sure he has a few bucks when he retires. You know, he's like, what is he, 32? 34. Living in Las Vegas. And, you know, he didn't apologize for that performance against Bundridge, but Bundridge is a hard guy to fight. But I just think that, you know, that they need to spark it up a little bit. That's all. This is, in my opinion, they need to spark it up a little bit. Speaking of boxing, and I wanted to wait till the latter part of the show to announce this. If you've noticed, I've sort of taken a back seat when it comes to boxing and the writing, per se. This has sort of happened with the Manny Stewart death and my going to the WBO convention last year in Florida and things like that. But I've sort of redirected my attention now. And in November, I passed the Association of Boxing Commissions. I took their seminar, and I passed their test to become a judge. So now I'm going to apply in the various states around and various sanctioning bodies. And that's where I'm going to try to turn my attention towards judging and doing this radio show. I mean, I'll be somewhat less opinionated, and some of you may not like that, but I think I'll bring other people to have the opinions, per se, and sort of roll with it. We'll see what happens. I want to see if I can, you know, still be part of the media, per se, or an entertainer or a performer on the radio, still do some a little bit of writing here and there, and then just judge some big-time fights. Because, you know, I've always criticized judges. I mean, I have. I said, how can you come up with that score? Well, now I'll be under the spotlight, and it'll be me. So I'll be the guy that you can criticize. If I pull a bummer and throw a bad score out there, I deserve to be criticized. I'll admit it. Okay, if I watch the fight afterwards and say, man, how could I score that round? How could I score? How did I come up with that score? I mean, I'm willing to admit it, unlike other people. See, I'm human. And guys do have bad days. Women do have bad days. Professional boxing judges do have bad days. Okay, but, you know, when you have somebody's life, when you have the future, when you have their family, when you have their, you're holding somebody's legacy in the palm of your hand with a pen, making a score, you've got to do the right thing. You've got to make sure that you're right, okay? There's no room for failure. There's no room for having a bad day. There just isn't, because there's lives involved here, not just the life of the fighter, but his family. Take Richard Abreu, per se. He's going to make a few bucks fighting on Showtime tonight, right? Had he not got robbed in that fight with Brandon Rios last year, he would be making a lot more tonight, and he'd probably be fighting on HBO, where Rios is fighting, okay? Instead, he's on Showtime, a little bit less in the paycheck as far as Showtime is concerned. Got to hand it to Showtime, though. They seem to be coming up with the better cards. I mean, Abreu and this Borgaji guy tonight, this is going to be a pretty good fight. Abreu wins. Good boxer. But will Abreu suffer the Jeff Fennec syndrome? You know, where you get robbed in a fight, and then a fight or two later, you lose to a guy you're supposed to beat because you got burned? Sort of like playing blackjack, coming up with a, you know, a 21 and getting beaten by a 16. What the hell is that? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Oh, yes, I remember. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. As we conclude the boxing hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I want to mention the failing health of Carl the Truth Williams, born November 11th, 1959. Of course, he was a heavyweight contender of note. I mean, he was from White Plains, New York. He could fight. He was born in Florida, but I mean, he really could fight. And when he fought Larry Holmes for the heavyweight championship up in Reno, I was there. This was 1986, and it was 86? 85. And he lost a 15-round unanimous nod. And I thought he won like the first 9 or 10 rounds. If Larry was the benefit of some Larry, I thought, benefited from the scoring that night. That's all I'm trying to say. But Jerry Roth had it for 1 point. Al Rothenberg had it for like 7 points. And Paul Gibbs had it like 7 points. And he got knocked out in one round by Mike Tyson. Essentially, he was finished at that point in time. He retired. His final career stats, I mean, not bad. 30 wins. 10 losses, stopped 6 times, 21 KOs, no draws. Carl the Truth Williams suffered from cancer. I'm going to wish him the best, and I don't know what more to say. So many people are falling in the world of boxing of late. Carl the Truth Williams, we wish you the very best. Spider Bynum, hang in there down there in Dallas, Texas. Until next time, folks, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Boxing Hour. Next up, the MMA Hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.